a very famous and well-known hadith. And various times we have heard this hadith from the respected scholars. And I will again, in front of you, present that hadith. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that on the Day of Judgment, seven people there will be, such people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them shelter under the shade of His throne. And such a great reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. And Allah ta'ala has mentioned this and made it clear with regards to this reward. And subhanallah, glory be to Allah, praise be to Allah. Look at Allah ta'ala's fadl, His grace and His blessings upon the people that get this reward. Allah ta'ala hasn't hidden this reward. We have been told those amal, those deeds, that if those deeds are performed in this world, then tomorrow, on the Day of Judgment, which will be a severe testing day, what will occur, the result, the conclusion of those deeds will be that if a person thinks about his hal and starts to read about Qiyamah, then most definitely his heart and body will have an impact, and he will feel the effects of sweat on his body, and his reading and trying to analyze and ponder over Judgment Day, he will think that those events will happen with me or you, all of us, whoever is alive, these events will occur with everybody. And with regards to Qiyamah, the hereafter, the Day of Judgment, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that Qiyamah is very close. It's very close. There are many events with regards to Qiyamah that the noble companions radiallahu anhum, when they used to read about Qiyamah, then their condition changed for many days. They couldn't think properly, they couldn't eat, they were afraid, they had fear, and such events will take place on Qiyamah. But even though that severe day is to come, and it will be very severe, the Day of Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment. And here, the biggest issue that will occur will be the severe heat and severe thirst. In some ahadith, it has been narrated that the earth, it will be there laid out. And the sun, it will come down to the lowest level. And there will be, for example, at the moment, it's billions or so many miles away, and we can't even sit in the sunlight. And we start to feel hot. The temperature's there, we sweat, the body feels the heat, and the skin is affected for a little while if you sit in exposed sunlight. If you sit in the heat of India, Hindustan, 5 or 6 days, you'll go back, you'll go there and you come back, you'll have a suntan. And even when you go there, in the hot weather, you'll sit indoors and you go out less. But even then, that sunlight has an effect. So brothers, this is a reality, that the earth at that time, it will become be formulated, manufactured from a certain material. And this situation, it will be so severe that this earth, for example, this can absorb that heat, but that speciality, for example, this heat can absorb heat, this earth can absorb heat to an extent, but that earth on that day will be formed from such a material that it will reflect the heat back up and will be stood on that earth with the severe heat. There will be no clothes on our body, will be naked, and the sun will be so close. Can you imagine the severity? How many degrees centigrade will there be on that day? And every man will be drowned in his sweat. Imagine, drowned in his sweat. This is how much sweat will have come onto the body. And this situation, such there will be light coming from the sun at that time. Not just light, there will be darkness at that time. Allah Ta'ala has said that the sun will be so low and close, but there will be so much darkness on that Day of Judgment, so much darkness that nobody will be able to see anybody else. We won't be able to see anybody else due to the darkness that will envelop us. Think, imagine, what will that day be? So today, in this world, Allah Ta'ala has given us life, 13, 15 years of life that we've got. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given this to us. And some people have 14 years or 15 years. Allah Ta'ala, for example, says that from the 7 years of age, a child has to start to pray salah. Allah Ta'ala has created the had. That he's not a child anymore. So we become old and we say, oh, not yet. Why do I need to keep the beard yet? I'm still young. I got time. I'll get married, then I'll see. Or when I go on hajj, then I will see. This is deception. The twinkling, glowing stars, they should not deceive us. The stars that are glowing and twinkling and sparkling, don't deceive me. Don't try to give me the glow, because this whole world is a deception. Whatever is winning. So when you see the stars in the sky, they glow and they glitter. What is the star here in this verse, in this couplet? Is the attractions of the world, or the things that stop us from the rewards that will be protection for us on the Day of Judgment. Allah Ta'ala doesn't want to do dhulam upon us. He's told us everything in advance. It's not that Allah Ta'ala has hidden anything. Allah Ta'ala doesn't want to give injustice. Allah says the severity will come. Allah says, I'm not hiding it. I've hidden nothing. And on top of this, Allah Ta'ala said that you can be saved from this. I will tell you this hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not meted out any injustice to His creation. Allah Ta'ala has created the earth, the galaxies, the universe. He's created human beings and creatures. Allah has made Jannah, paradise for us. There are paths and ways to attain Jannah, and beautiful paths. And in this world we can follow those paths that will give us direct paradise. Direct. Look at this closely, carefully. Think. It's not the case that we have to pass through certain conditions and ways. It's us ourselves that, you know, the glowing things and the glitter and the sparkle and the attraction in the world, we have to save ourselves from that. That don't stars glow and give me deception. Give me the obedience. Because will the world obey us? Will the things of the world obey us or assist us? They will betray us. So this is the sketch that this poet has drawn out, that the stars, they come out in the night and they twinkle and they glow and they sparkle. After that, where does their sparkle go? In the morning, they disappear. So this is the betrayal of the stars. And then we jump into the light of the stars. So although they will betray us, they are showing us that they are our friends. But they're not, they are enemies, because they will leave us, they will betray us. Reality. So these conditions that have been presented to us and the noble companions radiallahu anhum, they heard the same hadith. Those hadith have come to us. So why don't we understand this point? Why? Why do we leave the reality? Why do we leave the protection that Allah Ta'ala has given to us for that time, for that day? Tell me this. The biggest problem that will occur on that day, that severe heat and thirst. Don't ask about the thirst that will occur on that day. And for how long? For how long? Forget about everything else. That there's no accountants. For how long? 50,000 years is not even the duration. But 50,000 years of the hereafter we're speaking about. Either that or this. Alhamdulillah, we'd say. For this time. If we correct ourselves today, wake up today, then we can come into the position that Allah Ta'ala will say that I will send you into Jannah without any reckoning. We have a great chance. Golden opportunity. Golden opportunity. Brothers, Allah Ta'ala says that don't be betrayed by the glowing, sparkling stars that disappear in the morning. This is a beautiful life Allah Ta'ala has given us. I swear by life, we can understand just for a few moments. Think that if we understand that, for example, if we have good parents who explain to us and somebody gives us understanding, straight away understand that I should start my preparation from 7 years old. Not I'll be this year, this will be my age, then I'll go to this age. No. From 7 years old, and the parents are given tarbiyah, Allah Ta'ala gives both paths, that either you'll have to go through that path, that I'm saying, the severity of the Day of Judgment and the severe heat. But one amal Allah's giving, to give the shortcut and the bypass from the severity of the temperature on the Day of Judgment. The seven people, Allah Ta'ala, in this day, on this Day of Judgment, Allah will select seven people, seven types of people, seven special types of people. And when was this hadith being told to us? The Qiyamah hasn't come yet, has it? So we're still awake, we're still alive, we still have brains, we still have courage, we still have the energy, we still have the Quran, we still have the masjids, we still can pray, can't we? Then? So why don't we pray? Why don't we come to the masjid in the morning? What is stopping us? What are we waiting for? The sleep overwhelming us? When sleep overwhelms us, then at least think about the sketch of the Day of Qiyamah. That I'll be stood there, and what will be my hal? What will be mahal? Today, if we persevere and withstand the pain of getting up in the morning, there's not even pain, just the burden, you can say. That think, when you disobey your parents and you enjoy the world and you disobey the parents, brothers, do not betray me, O stars, by showing your sparkle in the night. Because the dunya will betray us. A woman or money or wealth, everything deceives us when an individual disobeys the parents. And he breaks the rights of the people on this reason, for this reason, for the sake of the dunya. Then think of what is the consequence. That just for a few moments of taste and enjoyment in the world, a person disobeys. Have aqal, aqal, have understanding. Allah Ta'ala has given us awareness. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah says, everything I've created, use your aqal. Ulil albab, don't waste your time. The time is going to come. Qiyamah is to come, most definitely. These conditions will occur most definitely. Nobody, nothing will be able to save us on that day. Today we have time. Today we have time. Allah Ta'ala has given us a chance in this life. Don't make life a game. Don't make it a trick. Don't make it enjoyment. Everything will betray us. Am I right or am I wrong, my brothers and my friends? Tell me. So seven people will be given the shade on the day of judgment. Not one, not two. Not three, not four. At least one of these seven types of people, we should try to imitate one of them so we can come into that category. And how has Allah Ta'ala given this to me? That a 12-year-old child is listening, a 13-year-old child is listening, 14-year-old, a woman listens, a man listens, old people listen, young people listen, healthy people listen, a jahil listens, ignorant person listens. So what ilm do we need to listen to this hadith? Which Darul Uloom do I need to go to understand this hadith? Which institution do I need? What is their depth? Is there depth in this hadith? Who will stand and say, Allah, I wasn't an alim, I wasn't a scholar, I didn't go to Darul Uloom, I didn't study the hadith, I didn't know and I couldn't have prepared. Otherwise I could have prepared. Do you understand what I'm saying? We don't need to have depth of knowledge. If you don't understand what I'm saying, put your hands up. Who said this? Seven types of people. Seven deeds, in other words. Seven types of people. In other words, seven deeds there are, that if they are performed, they will give protection and shade on the throne of Allah on the day of judgment. What is the reward? Allah Ta'ala says, not today will you get the reward. You want the reward today? You pray salah. Why do we pray salah? Oh, so I want wealth and I can get wealthy and my business starts running, or if I go to Wali of Allah's company, or can you give me ta'weez or an amulet so I can be saved in the world and be happy? We have no fikr for the day of judgment. Everything we utilize in this world is for the sake of the benefit of this world. If we do ibadah, if I get an opportunity to worship, or I get a path to practice or do deeds, then I'm doing that for the sake of this dunya, to attain something here. For example, all the rivers go and end in the ocean. The rivers end in the ocean. And all our rivers of ma'rifah, we do this, all of this action and practice for the sake of the ocean of the world. O servants of Allah. O servants of Allah, think for a few moments about this point. That do not get deceived by the sparkle and the glow of the stars, which is akin to this dunya, similar to this dunya. So let's do one deed from the deeds that these seven types of people will have practiced on the earth to prepare for that day of judgment. Allah Ta'ala says, if you do those deeds in this world, from any of those seven deeds, then on that day, on the day of judgment, that man, that woman, that child, Allah Ta'ala says, I will give you protection under the shade of my arsh. Allah, tell me what a great reward. We can't even do these deeds from our life, these amal Allah Ta'ala has given us. We can't do one of these. We are so useless, lost. We can't practice one of these deeds. Okay, with the link to this gathering, I will say that point, that we have that deed due to this majlis, this gathering, with the fadl of Allah. Say loudly, Alhamdulillah. Yes, because we should be grateful that Allah Ta'ala gives us good company, and due to the good company, unconsciously, unknowingly, we do that deed, we practice that deed that will give us the shade on the day of judgment under the throne of Allah, the arsh of Allah. So who can have doubt when Allah is mentioning this? Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us this hadith. So why do we doubt? And what's that deed? Why you're sitting here? That deed that you're performing today, and we didn't even know that the result of this deed will give us the shade and the protection under Allah's arsh. This is the result. Otherwise today in the masjid, forget the tent outside and the even, we'll see that tomorrow Qiyamah will come, and after Qiyamah there will be this scene on the day of judgment. We'll have to run around and sweat, and whoever does this deed, he will go under the shade of the throne. Will there be a place in Bolton for anyone to attend that gathering? There'll be no place. So where are those people today? Why don't we understand this point today? That tomorrow, if the day of judgment was said that this deed will give this reward, people would run to that deed. There would be no space. But we know this today in advance. and how we are drowned in deception. So beautifully Allah Ta'ala has explained to us. It's not that He hasn't told us. Allah Ta'ala said, in this hadith Allah Ta'ala has said, that individual who is in isolation, and he remembers Allah, he remembers Allah, and he's remembering Allah, and then the tear comes from the eye, rolls from the eye, due to remembering Allah. Allah says, such a man or a woman or an individual who does this action in isolation and is dhikr of Allah, and he's crying. Allah says, I give you guarantee today in this world you are doing this action. Allah says, I guarantee you today, on that day where there will be the day of judgment, immediately I will take that person and put him under the shade, the protection of my arsh. This is dhikr Allah, my friends. Dhikr Allah. Is this so hard for us, crying? Every moment today, I think today's generation, the amount we cry, maybe nobody will have cried more than today people cry. Because crying is not a big thing. Yeah, for us, that even if something bites us, we start to cry. If my sale, turnover, income, revenue drops, people start crying. I've seen people crying. If there's a car running behind you and £1,000, for example, you're driving and £1,000 falls, oh, I'm lost, oh, what will I do now? And we start crying. Oh, we go home, somebody's burgled our home and stolen our goods. We start crying. It's so easy to cry in the dunya today. Is it hard? Tell me. It's so easy. Allah, we cry. Don't we? If a scorpion bites me, I cry. If somebody dies, I cry. If something happens to my house, I cry. If somebody slaps me, I cry. If somebody does zulm against me, I cry. If they oppress against me, I cry. Don't we cry? Every moment we're crying. Every moment, look at the ashik when he cries. Subhanallah, an ashik, a lover of something he loves or somebody he loves in the world, he cries for that love. Running after a woman. Is this not the case? We cry so much. The crying is on the tip of our nose. But what is this crying? We have no value for the crying. Today, we will cry for wealth or for women or for material goods or for some pain, physical pain, or for a house that's lost, we'll cry, or a reduction of mal or wealth, we'll cry. But who don't we see crying today? That individual who cries for the sake of Allah, we can't see that person crying today. We can't see that person crying. Tell me how many people cry for Allah. I am also in that group, and so are we. Let's put our hands up. How many times have we cried in this world for the sake of Allah? How many times have we sat down and cried for Allah, that Allah, I am remembering Allah. Remember baby, uncle, mamuji, baby, daughter, wife, father, everyone we remember and we cry for them. But have we ever cried that Allah, I am remembering you? Hi, my brothers, tell me how hard and rocks our hearts have become, that we can't cry for the sake of Allah, who is the Khalik, the Creator, the Malik, the Owner. There's nothing that can compare to His love. And we are crying for the love of Allah, and all of the love we have got is due to Allah Sadqa. Allah Ta'ala put the splash of mercy and love into our hearts, and we run around crying. But who is the Hakiki, the true Malik? We don't cry for Him. We don't cry for Him. If we don't have to cry, then tell me, under the throne of Allah, the Arsh, how will we get some space? This is the question. Otherwise, tell me how to cry today. It'd be that easy. And those people who learn how to cry for the sake of Allah, then in their life they don't laugh ever. Subhanallah, they forget to laugh. So our hearts are so hard. I've told you about the event of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and he was walking, he saw a stone was crying. He was going to meet Allah, to speak to Allah, and he saw a rock crying. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he said, why are you crying, a rock? He said, oh, you are the prophet of the time. Listen to my request, my faryad. He said, why are you crying? He said, you're going to meet Allah. You are going to meet Allah. Then please present a request for me. The Allah Ta'ala mentioned that the stone, the rock, I will making the fuel, the stones and the rocks will be the fuel of hellfire. Will I be that stone or rock in hellfire? I'm crying out of fear that what will be my hell? The stone rock is crying that you'll be burnt. But today I don't know. The Qiyamah will come and I will be staying in that place of fire. So is this not deception? I am lost, but the stone wasn't lost. I leave salah. I disobey Allah. Rasulullah SAW sunnah, I leave for the sake of Allah. Think that what a big deception I am in. I'm drowned deception today for the job. I will leave one country to go to another country. Third country, visas and marriage and all our life will spend on this movement. That I want to go to another country. And what will happen? That I will get a roasted chicken to eat for lunch. Yes, and I'm sitting in the other country. Have you ever died hungry? They eat in that country. If you go and see, mashallah, we 12 o'clock, they are totally fresh. And they're fresh food. And fresh mangoes and fresh fruits for all seasons. Here we get the fruit imported that is sealed in the boxes and it's got spiders crawling over it and insects. And we have sacrificed for this life that we don't have to cry. We have never learnt how to cry. That the rock, the stone is saying, O Prophet of Allah, Musa alayhi salam, O Nabi, I am that rock. I may burn in Jahannam. And I've never felt that the rock is going in Jahannam, but I'm not going. I think I'm saved. That person's going to get Jahannam. That person will go in Jahannam, but I'm saved. I'm guaranteed security. Astaghfirullah. How hard our hearts have become. Is this a minor thing? Allah has given such a big reward for crying. For crying, such a big rule. Nobody can stop this. That you can sit down and cry, but crying will not come. You can beg. You still think about the dunya, the love of the dunya, and who cries for the sake of Allah. The stone, the rock saying, why are you crying? He said, I'm scared. I'm that same rock that will be burnt in Jahannam. Oh, Musa alayhi salam, I am so... And the stone, the rock was shrieking. Allah Ta'ala's Nabi was given the power. They can hear these things. They hear the words of the rocks or the stones of the nature, vegetation of the animals. Allah Ta'ala gives this power, ability to the Prophet. Allah gives the maqam, the ability, the capability. And due to that sadaqah of the prophets, the awliya Allah also got certain capabilities, you can say, resources. So Musa alayhi salam said, okay, I will speak to my Rabb that don't put you, a rock, you stone, into that Jahannam. You are distressed. So Musa alayhi salam said, this is Allah, what the stone said. Allah said, tell the rock, the stone, that you won't go into Jahannam. He came back, said, congratulations. What? He said, you are saved, forgiven. You are successful. You won't be burnt. Isn't this the case? Then today, will Allah Ta'ala not forgive us and save us? That if you do dhikr of Allah, I will save you, Allah Ta'ala says. I will give you coolness. Will you do dhikr? We are scared of doing dhikr. Remembering Allah, we prefer Jahannam, we prefer the severity of Qiyamah Day, but we don't want to remember Allah in this world. So the stone, he heard the reply of Musa alayhi salam, said, oh, I'm so grateful, I'm successful. Then he stopped crying. That's it. He should have laughed. Then Musa alayhi salam went past that same place again, and then the rock was shrieking, crying, and he was crying in a different way. He was crying, but in a unique way. There are different ways of crying. Different ways of crying. When a man cries for a woman, he cries in a different way. Oh, if I got married to her, if only I could have been with her. When he cries for wealth, he cries in a different way. When a slap has come on the face, he cries in a different way. Sometimes there are different things that a person runs after, and he has to cry in unique ways. So Musa alayhi salam, he was the Nabi. He said, today the rock, the stone is crying. He's crying due to the ishq. This is a different style, the shrieking. They were tears due to khawf, fear. And this crying is the sighing coming out of the ashik's heart. His situation has changed. He's become an ashik, this rock, this stone. He said, why are you distressed now? Why are you crying? He said, where are you going? Musa alayhi salam. He said, I'm going to Allah to speak. He said, why are you crying today? He said, you're successful. Your good news came for you. He said, Musa alayhi salam, that you saw me crying that day. And I was crying out to fear of Allah. But when you gave me that good piece of news, that the link that was made between me and Allah, I became a dhakir. I started to do dhikr of Allah, and I was shakir, and I was grateful to Allah. And then the ishq came out of me, and now I'm crying out of ishq. Now I'm crying out of the remembrance of Allah. And this is called love, crying out of love. The stone, let's take the lesson from this stone today. So what do we realize? Beautiful lesson, that we don't know how to cry. So today we've heard the ahadith. And we know that there's one deed, if we do this, that we can cry. Who for? For Allah Ta'ala's sake. Not for anyone else, for dunya, for wealth, we cry. But now we know that if I can cry wherever I sit, and I've seen such a person, that when the name of Allah, you can't say the name of Allah in front of that person. We're afraid of saying Allah's name. If we said Allah's name loudly, he would start to shriek. SubhanAllah, imagine the love in that person's heart. That Allah Ta'ala said this. So you think it won't come to reality? There will be people who cry when they hear Allah's name. There will be people, if the stone can cry, then when the human being not cry, Allah Ta'ala has put His love into the heart of human beings. So what is it? So listen to this hadith. I will repeat it. We'll come back to that point. Because our hearts are hard like rocks and stones. But we need to get to that point below the shade of Allah Ta'ala's arsh. The shade of Allah Ta'ala's arsh. We need to get it. So we need to seek the crying. The action. Allah says isolation. Isn't it? And on top of that, Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, and the person is crying. So it's clear now. So if we want to learn to cry, we need to do two actions. We need to sit in isolation and do dhikr in abundance. Allah Ta'ala's love will come into the heart. Guarantee, this hadith is given to us. Guarantee, if we don't know how to cry today, then we need to grab this amal. The hadith is telling us this. This amal is telling us this. That sit down in isolation. Make yourself some room. Isolation, seclusion. We have a living room, a front room, and this will make a hujra, a room where you can go and sit down and put a prayer mat, even that small. Just for a prayer mat, make room like this and put the underneath the stairs and put the parda there, veil, and say no one else can come here, just me and my Allah here, no one else is there. And put tasbih there that I give to you, the tasbih of Allah, and close your eyes. And have isolation, seclusion, because we have to do those actions that the hadith are teaching us. The hadith, Allah, what is my responsibility to do? And you are the one who will give, Allah. That we have to imitate this, practice this isolation. And in isolation, Allah Ta'ala's dhikr and the niyyah should be what? Allah Ta'ala, I want to cry for you due to your love. Just teach me this, I don't need anything else. Allah, when your name comes, I need your love so much in my heart that when I hear your name, the tears roll from my eyes. Allah, please give me this. Just like a person, he says that when your name is mentioned, my love results in the tears rolling from the eye. The elders, the pious people, says that the person whose eyes are trained to cry when they hear the name of Allah, then in reality, his dhikr is successful. His dhikr is successful and he has reached the destination and he has attained the right source, the right destination. So my brothers, this is the gathering of dhikr. This hadith came to my mind. Allah Ta'ala has given us the meaning automatically, but this is useful for us, beneficial. Let's not waste time. Let's not waste our lives. Let's learn to cry and let's learn to bring the love of Allah into our hearts. That there are many loves, forms of love in our hearts, stuck to our hearts. Allah Ta'ala has given us a formula. Let's sit in isolation, seclude yourself, take the tasbih, do the dhikr of Allah, and start to beat the tasbih and the dhikr of Allah half an hour, 40 minutes. Every day have a routine, learn dhikr from the wali of Allah, close the door, seclude yourself and just do dhikr. Allah, Allah, Allah. Keep saying Allah. As long as your love doesn't come into my heart, then I will not leave your dhikr until that time occurs. Allahu Akbar. There was a couplet, a poem, the words are not coming into my mind, but the meaning of it was what? Is what? Beautiful couplet, if it could come to my mind, you would benefit a lot. So what are the words here? That dhikr, when a person does dhikr, remembrance of Allah, then he doesn't do it for an empty, a void reason. When a person does dhikr, the shayr says, that my dhikr is not concluding empty. Rather, my wujud is doing dhikr. That I'm doing the dhikr of Allah. So I'm doing dhikr of Allah, and Allah is doing my dhikr at the same time. He's remembering me. And the shair, the poet says, Subhanallah. I'm remembering Allah, and Allah is remembering me. You're doing dhikr. Your dhikr has elevated you so high that you have become madhkur. This is the couplet, the shair, the poem that you sat down to do Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. But your dhikr, due to the sadaqah of your dhikr, you've attained so much nearness and maqam and the heights that you were doing dhikr, but you've become madhkur, that now your dhikr is being performed. Allahu Akbar. So this is the dhikr of Allah. When a person starts to remember Allah, he says, I'm remembering Allah. Allah Ta'ala elevates him so high that the whole world starts to remember him. And he becomes madhkur and busy in the whole world. And he becomes a person who the world starts to remember. Creation starts to remember. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do dhikr. Ameen.